This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Lee, a virtual army, really is actually an army, 80,000 applicants applying to become ICE officers.
No.
So, this is an army for mass deportation.
Tom Homan said that the website crashed when they opened this up, when they got the budget approval.
Fantastic. You know what? That is exactly, and I said this over the last few weeks, as the Democrats are burning LA, trying to assassinate ICE agent, this is exactly what they were trying to prevent in order to what? Keep their future voters here so they can amnesty them next time they get power and have total control. It'll be blue from, you know, coast to coast, which just shows you when you need a mass deportation army, 80,000 strong, because ultimately they're going to hire 75,000 agents. And that's what people are responding to. It shows you the size of the mess the Democrats' voter drive caused.
And it also shows you the will of the American people.
Mm-hmm. To overcome it?
Yes.
Now,
because if those jobs were open and they didn't have anybody, filing for it or limited numbers, that would be one thing. And also, to me, this also is goes along the same lines of the recruiting goals that have been met and exceeded in the U.S. military since Trump became president. I mean, this is just after a few months, and all these things have changed.
But this has struck a chord. This is about more than the $50,000 signing bonus, although that helps.
Yeah, no kidding.
No kidding. I was like, wow, $50,000 signing bonus? Would they take me as an ICE agent?
I would like to know what a signing bonus is. I've never seen one.
Yeah, me either. Maybe I'll go do that. But no, seriously, it does show you the size of the problem. And I'm telling you, the reason why they have, you know, Democrats have up and running all of these doxing sites, why Democrats are terrorizing even the children of ICE agents online, why CNN is giving the doxing sites, why they have apps now to warn the illegals. It was to discourage this very thing. So people would be like, wow, I want to be an ICE agent, but I'm afraid the left will terrorize my family and my front lawn. That is literally the way they are fighting. And you know what? People don't care. They're like, forget it. We're going to go do this. We're going to go get all of the people out of this country. And let's not forget who is in this country.
Right now, we're getting the murderers out. We have our total aim on the very bad ones, as you can imagine, because you have some great people that came in, but we have some very bad ones. We had 11,088 murderers. Half of them killed more than one person.
Mm-hmm.
These are rough, bad people. We want them out, and that's our.
And why does the Democrat have them here? The 20. Million that Biden and Obama combined let in. Because of the very issue we are debating right now in Texas, redistricting. They wanted to, for now, count them in the census and eventually make voters out of them, Lee. If you do the math, that is, you're talking about those illegal immigrants. Let's think about them as Democrats think about them, not as human beings, not as rapists who brutalize 12-year-old girls and stuff their bodies in a culvert. No, they think of them as 26 congressional districts because that's what the math works out to. 20 million is 26 congressional districts for Democrats. And after doing all of that and necessitating a mass army, 80,000 strong, so before 75,000 again when they hire, the Democrats want to give us a little flack for using every legal means to redistrict Texas, breaking no laws, and they call that the Holocaust? I think about how outrageous this is. This is all over the same issue we're arguing in Texas, redistricting. That is why Democrats brought them here to build a Chinese-style one-party system. And that army right there, it's about fighting to make sure we never have to live under permanent Democrat Party rule. That's what the fight is, really. Really, when you break it down. People understand this is an existential battle. We lose, we're going to live in a Chinese-style system. You saw that this morning with Trump getting debanked. Just that is exactly the punishment for wrong think that you get under the Communist Party in China, under the social credit system. They debank you. You lose access to the system. It's identical. It's what they did to Tulsi Gabbard, putting her on the terror list, making it hard for her to fly. That's social credit system again. She had wrong think. I mean, this is a Marxist revolution we're fighting here, and we're fighting it with a deportation army. This is all the same fight. If you think about it, it's kind of profound. So, you and I were talking about this earlier in the morning, but I know a lot of people weren't up then to hear about it. I pulled all of this back out. The admitted fraud, this is why all this has to go on now while we're fighting in Texas, by the Census Bureau. We know this because of the Inspector General. And the numbers are crazy. They admit that six seats that should have gone to Republicans instead went to Democrats. That's a 12-seat swing. You want to know why we're broke? We got to lard up so much spending to get the big, beautiful bill through because we don't have a large Republican majority that by numbers we should have when we went in a semi-landslide like we did. But Democrats have stolen all these seats. Why do the Democrats have these seats? Because the census is a captured agency. And I read this morning. I went back through it. This is, again, surprise. Associated Press, right? Headline. Yeah. This is a crazy part. Some census takers who fudged data didn't get fired. And the findings by the Office of Inspector General literally showed that census supervisors were directing census takers to commit fraud. To fill out information for houses they never visited. How widespread was this? 1,400 census takers who were designated hard fails because of questions about the accuracy of their work. Of those, only 300 were fired for misconduct or unsatisfactory performance. Of the 1,400 hard fail census takers, 1,300 received bonuses ranging from $50 to $1,600 each, even though the inspector general found their supervisors commanding them to commit fraud. And that is how this happened. So, and I was outraged at the time. Kevin McCarthy didn't even say anything.
Yeah.
I mean, not a word. Can you imagine if we did this to the Democrats?
Oh, there would be nonstop coverage of this.
Oh, people go to jail.
They'd want hearings. They'd want congressional hearings.
Oh, that'd only be the beginning.
Yeah, and then there'd be, like you said, there'd be criminal lawsuits. Yeah.
Yeah, and which is where these people should have gone. Where are these supervisors now? Bet you still working there. Bet you they got bonuses. If Trump wants to redo the census, which we have to do to overcome this, then we need to go through there with an axe and get rid of all those. And you know who needs to go through there? Pam Bondi. She needs to get this inspector general's report and figure out who to prosecute. Because guess what? Statute of limitations isn't up. They need to go to prison so we can have a real census again. Again, this agency is as captured as the FBI or the CIA ever was. And again, let me remind you of what the census did here, because it was particularly evil and devious. They knew about the fraud. They fired some people, not many, but they fired them. Remember this, Lee. They said nothing to the public. Let the primaries be held in these districts that Democrats should have never had. And guess what? Then they waited till the primary races were over, waited for the summer, went, oh, by the way, there was massive fraud. Sorry, the census is wrong. Knowing that the left could then sue, because judges, once people have voted, judges always leave things in place. Democrats know that. It was terrible what they did.
Yep.
That is what we are trying a little bit to reverse in Texas.
Yeah.
So Final math here, and this is staggering. When you add the 26 congressional districts that represent the illegal immigrants, most of which, this is why they have sanctuary cities, so they'll mass there so they can get the congressional districts. 26 congressional districts plus six more stolen, that is 32 that we should have that we do not. And that's why we're broke. Because we have to pay off all these Republicans with a lot of printed stuff, stupid stuff in the big, beautiful bill to get things through. Yeah. We should have a large majority.
And a smaller deficit.
And a smaller deficit. This is, I mean, all of the problems in this country stem from this.
Yeah.
And they want to scream about five seats in Texas. By the way, they stole two from Florida alone. Of course, Florida should redistrict. So, and as you say, we should redistrict. We should count the illegal so we know how many there are, but we should not count them for purposes.
Exactly. Because that's not these what districts. The founding fathers intended.
No, it's not. It's not.
I mean, we could go back a little bit further. I can even show you evidence of that. You know this. Who were senators in the first round of the Constitution? Landowners.
Oh, yeah. It was only the
It was only
land.
Landowners. That's the only way you got to be a senator. You weren't a citizen or a resident of a state. You were a landowner. You were a taxpayer. That's the only way you got to be a senator. Now, that's been changed. And I'm not saying that that was wrong to change it. I think it's fine. But in the original founding of the country— you had the House of Representatives, which were elected by the people, and then you had the Senate, which was the landowners, the taxpayers.
Honestly, sounds fabulous. I'd go back and do it again. That's just so nobody would take everything they have. Like Democrats want to do in New York right now. They're literally talking about taking the land of—
businesses.
Yeah,
Taking over industries such as selling groceries or whatever it is that they think that they can lower prices for the consumer.
They were planning a environmental emergency so they could take over gas and oil.
There's only one thing that lowers prices for the consumers.
Competition.
Capitalism. Exactly. A free market.
Absolutely.
Government only makes it more expensive and limits the supply.
Yeah. Or, you know, communism, socialism.
Yeah.
So there, we just solved all the problems in one segment. I love when we do that.
Next.
What am I going to talk about? I'll have to come up with something. That's what they pay me to do, right? All right. Up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Folks, Democrats' anti-Semitism boiling over. But hey, it's what Iran pays for when they sponsor those violent anti-Semitic street marches that the Democrats have been doing for a very long time. You know what that results in? And by the way, we know that. John Kirby admitted, well, Iran's paying for some of that. You probably don't want me to play that audio again. I play it every day. Oh, heck, I'll do it. I can't resist. Joe Biden spokeshack, folks, during the Biden regime.
We've said ourselves, the director of national intelligence came out publicly and said that we do know that Iran has been funding and encouraging some of the protest activity here in the United States.
That's illegal. Some of it. Yeah. No, you can't do that. They're paying for the violent anti-Semitic street marches. He's just admitting to crimes. I mean, they are the number one state sponsor of terror. If you raise money for Iran, you will go to prison. Well, not under Biden and the Democrats. Iran purchased the violent anti-Semitism you saw. What kind of anti-Semitism are we talking about? Let me remind you. Headline, this headline is so mind-boggling. Headline, UCLA, the college, pays big settlement over Jew exclusion zone. Good. Millions they had to pay to Jews, including Orthodox Jews. They vote with us 80% of the time, who wear the skull cap and are very identifiable. They were being beaten and spat upon as they tried to go to class by people who weren't even students, people who the liberal anti-Semitic leadership of the school refused to remove from campus and then told the Jewish students, hey, you should just go to school online at home. It's too dangerous for you. You could practically hear them sneer. This isn't going to end anywhere good, folks. The left, whatever they do anti-Semitically, they're coming for us next. This is just a test case. That's all it is for them. So where are we with all of this? Well, folks, this is horrifying. Where did this go? Oh my gosh. This is just this whole windup right here. Here we go. Sorry. Accidentally deleted it. Here we go.
A new FBI report reveals a record high number of anti-Jewish hate crimes in 2024. President Trump revealing he has watched the horrific Hamas video of 22-year-old Israeli hostage Evyatar David.
Have you seen the Hamas-released video of Israeli hostage Evyatar David starving and being forced to dig his own grave in a Hamas tunnel?
I have, yeah. I think it's horrible. And I hope a lot of people do get to see it as bad as it is, because I think it's a horrible thing.
Evyatar David was abducted from the Nova Music Festival on October 7th, 2023. His brother Eli addressed the United Nations Security Council yesterday, calling for action to save all the remaining hostages.
Evyatar David, if you haven't seen that video, watch it. He is starving. They are making him dig his own grave. He's saying it for the video camera. He's digging his own grave. He has to stop in the middle because he's too weak. He's emaciated. It's heartbreaking. And you know what he says? It brought tears to my eyes. Because we do this as a family. He says, I just want to hang out in bed one more time with my family. I know what he's talking about. We just end up gathered most weeknights in my husband and I, our bedroom on the bed. We're all smashed on there. End up watching something silly on YouTube. It's just where we all collect. I love those moments. I knew exactly what he was talking about. It just gut punched me. Watch it. Hamas is the face of evil. New York Times, by the way, finally forced to report that. Out of shame. X did that, by the way. They would have continued blacking it out because it was all over X. Meanwhile, they put a fake starving Gazan child that they have to, by the way, retract the photo because it was fake. The child actually had a disease. You go look at Bill Hemmer's coverage on Fox News. He's got these, you know, Gazan kids in the background. They're not starving. They look healthy. Not even close. Evyatar David is not an Israeli soldier. He was a kid at a concert when he was kidnapped by lunatics on hang gliders who attacked Israel for no reason. They flew in from Gaza. What is Gaza? Well, the New York Times lies. They'll tell you it's an open-air prison. That's a total lie. That Gaza was given to the Palestinians by Israel as a peace offering. They gave them their businesses, their homes, their vineyards that have been in families for generations. They handed them the keys and said, here, it's yours. Live in peace. And they elected Hamas. And then Hamas said, no more elections ever. And if you protest Hamas, they will kill you. In fact, 3 months ago, they did kill the one guy who managed to protest Hamas. They dumped his body on his parents' doorstep. And that is who the left is committed this last year, a record level of anti-Semitic crimes in this country over. For those people. Because Hamas, designated terror org, is also the head of Gaza. And do you know how that video of Evyatar David digging his own grave, so weak he has to stop and he hits his knees? Do you know how that video got up there? Oh, Israeli propaganda, somebody texted me yesterday. Shame on you. No, Hamas loaded it themselves. They're proud of this. They're not even hiding it. We cannot tolerate this. It is intolerable. And by the way, as evidence for what I just told you, I'm going to play, of all people, Hillary Clinton, herself a longtime Palestinian supporter, along with Bill. Take a listen. She'll tell you.
Remember, Israel left Gaza. They took out all the Israelis. They turned the keys over to the Palestinian people. And what happened? Hamas took over Gaza. So instead of having a thriving economy with the kind of opportunities that the children of the Palestinians deserve, we have a terrorist haven that is getting more and more rockets shipped Iran and elsewhere.
He tries to silence her. I mean, because the left never says that, but that's the truth. So we're gonna sympathize with Hamas. That's where the Democrat Party is now. Sponsored, by the way, in their violent street protest by Iran. I just want to gut check where we are. The only people calling out that video of Avitar David, Republicans. Democrats are cool with it. Don't kid yourself. New York Times didn't publish it till yesterday. It's been all over X. And folks, the beauty of it, again, with X, is that it forced the New York Times to cover this. They didn't want to. They wanted to go right on lying with their fake picture of a fake starving Gazan child. To foment what? More fake hate, more violence. Problem is, the violence is real. Record number of anti-Semitic attacks this last year. You know why? Because the New York Times lies. The Associated Press lies. Because they lie and lie and lie and lie. And that's what's going on. And I love the fact that we can call them out so effectively now that we are able to force the New York Times to retract its lies in the form of that photo. Now, if we can just get them to retract their Russiagate lies, that's real power. Haven't heard this song in years. Oh my gosh. I'm going to put this on my YouTube music later today when I'm working out. What a great song. What a great era for music, right? All right, let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. As a conservative Jew in rural Greer, I thank you for your truth about Hamas. There cannot be peace with Hamas, as they will never be peaceful. Signed, Greer, South Carolina. No, can't. And in my big criticism of Israel right now, they're delaying the inevitable. They need to get these people out of there. Many of them are innocent. They are victims of the terror org as well, because, again, they made the mistake of electing Hamas. It's true, but then Hamas suspended elections years ago. So they are political prisoners. The left pretends that never happened. And Hamas is the elected government of Gaza. We cannot tolerate that. We cannot tolerate what they did. And they need to be decimated. Down to the last leader. Down to the last leader's dog. Bye-bye, gone. I got to clear the people out. There's a lot of innocent people, including children in there. But no, flatten the area. Concrete. Looks nice this time of year. That can be the only humane response to what they did on October 7th. Again, it's not just about Israel. It's about the Western world. And yes, I know Israel's not in the West, but I consider it certainly a Western industrialized country. We cannot tolerate, much less celebrate, as the left is doing, what Hamas did on those hang gliders. It was completely unprovoked. And it scares me that it has tripped the bloodlust of so many people and inspired them, mainly on the left. It's really terrifying to watch the anti-Semitism in the Democrat Party right now, because we know where that goes historically, and it's nowhere good. Okay, speaking of something that is good, this got missed in all the big crazy news. It's another one of those, like, really cool things that you don't think's going to happen under Trump, and then it does.
And in comparing the numbers from June to May, we did see the trade deficit shrink about 16%, down to $60 billion from the month prior. So we've seen those trade numbers continue to go down as they have tried to see the trade field level between multiple other countries. We're still waiting for the official White House reaction to this trade data that came out about 15 minutes ago. We're also looking to see how the markets may react to it. But the trade deficit shrinking from June compared to the month of May, down 16%, down to $60 billion.
I'm sorry. Let's get this straight. Okay. Wait a minute. We have blue collar wages rising almost 2% in 6 months, the largest wage rise ever recorded in U.S. financial history, which stretches back about 60 years. Check. We have 383,000 native-born Americans gaining jobs in this job report. Check. We have 1.5 million non-foreign-born losing jobs since April, all of which proves Americans will show up for those jobs if the foreign-born leave. We have, according to the New York Times and the New York Post, a million people, illegal immigrants, who are in the workforce self-deporting. Let me tell you a little secret. Those employers weren't hiring Americans on purpose. You could apply all day long, they wouldn't hire you. Because then they can't participate in the tax evasion scheme that is illegal immigration. When those jobs are open up and available to Americans, 383,000 of them showed up last month. And this is why you're seeing the churn in the jobs numbers, okay? Folks, I want to tell you the honest truth. I have no idea where we're going to end up. Maybe the tariffs will eventually cause prices to go up and we'll have some kind of bad economic situation. It's possible. I don't know. We've never been here before. But we've never been here before either. A 16 percentage point drop in the trade deficit in a single month.
And in comparing the numbers from June to May, we did see the trade deficit shrink about 16% down to $60 billion from the month prior. So we've seen those trade numbers continue.
I just want to stay tuned. I want to see how the story ends. I'm fascinated. Because every time he does something like this, it proves they always could have done it. Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, all of them, they always could have done it. And they sold you out instead, pocketed the money from your artificially depressed wages, which, by the way, is blue-collar situation, yes, but it's also being done right now but with HB1 visas as well at a terrible level. We have 12,000 unemployed American tech workers who can't get jobs. Why? Because they're giving them to Indians who work for half the price. Why do they work for half the price? Well, they're better, and Americans won't work for their lazy. No. Because they're indentured servants. We tie the visa benefit to the job. That's why they work for that. They're not crazy. If they work for a certain period, they get a visa so they can stay. The second you get the visa, you could turn around and apply for a green card for your whole family. It's indentured servitude, and it's not a real capitalistic market. So we need to go after the HB1 visas next. That's going to be the game changer, and I hope Trump does it, but I know he's under a lot of pressure not to. We'll see. Okay, I want to hit this. Oh, man, the segment's almost over, don't it? Crowd to a fat. Crazy Jim Acosta, no longer has anything to do with his time since he's out the door at CNN, however that happened, interviews an AI version of a Parkland shooting victim who would now be 25. So the guy's not real, and he asks him about guns. Here's what the fake AI-generated version of the Parkland shooting victim, guy by the name of Joaquin, says. And here we go.
Joaquin, I would like to know what your solution would be for gun violence.
Great question. I believe in a mix of stronger gun control laws, mental health support, and community engagement. We need to create safe spaces for conversations and connections, making sure everyone feels seen and heard. It's about building a culture of kindness and understanding. What do you think about that?
I think that's a great idea, Joaquin.
Sounds good. Want to know how it ends? Cool. We actually have a modern textbook case. And I can't remind you enough times of how this ends. In Venezuela, they decided to take the guns to keep people safe. It wasn't 2 years before those guns were redistributed. Who got them? Party loyalists to the Socialist Party. They're now the only ones who are armed. They said they had to give them to the party loyalists so they could shoot their neighbors who were robbing food trucks for food. Did the neighbors get guns? No, they weren't party loyalists. How are the guns used in the last election? Well, it, you know, internationally recognized that the dictator of Venezuela got about a third of the vote. The other candidate won running away. And then he just assumed office because that's what Democrats and Venezuelan dictators do. And the people had it, and they came out on the corners protesting, which is a very daring thing to do in Venezuela. And they had to go back inside because they were shot at by guys on motorcycles. Who, gosh darn it, all seem to have guns. Weird. Who were they? Trende Aragua. Trende Aragua, and this hasn't been explained to Americans, is not a real gang. Not in the traditional sense. Trende Aragua is an arm, a violent criminal, yes, they're criminals, violent arm of the socialist government. And when you don't want to send your police, your army out to kill and shoot at people who are mad that you stole another election, you unleash them. And then you've got, you know, arm's length deniability. But everybody knows that they're the enforcers for the Socialist Party. And darn it, it's weird because guns are illegal in that country, but they're the only ones who have guns. And that is how the story ends, Joaquin. That is how the story ends. And the party in power has total control. I mean, what are you going to do when they've got guns and their street thugs have guns, but you don't? And what do we just see in Aurora, Colorado? We saw them move in and we saw the Democrats all the way from the local police chief up to the governor lie to protect them after they had taken territory. And that's how this story ends, Jim. But thanks for your interview. Folks, one of the fascinating themes of our time to me is the conquest of territory. The left and their thugs, thug minions, funded sometimes by Iran, funded other times by China, are conquering territory in America. Think about what we just saw in LA. Yeah, it was riots, but who paid for them? Chinese billionaire. Oh, that's cool. It's so bad that just to hold the Olympics in LA, which should be a great protest opportunity for China and the left and the Democrats, but then I repeat myself. Trump yesterday launched his own Olympic committee. Normally, traditionally, that is chaired by the governor. He won't even let Gavin Newsom sit on the committee. He's running it himself personally. And he says, listen, we are going to deploy the National Guard or the military if necessary. Why? Well, when you have leftist lunatics do $24 million of damage in 1 week and China's paying for the whole thing, who knows what they'll do? They'll embarrass us. What does this sound like? Oh, the left's crazy. No, what this is putting down a Marxist guerrilla revolution, complete with all the violence that always comes with. Ronald Reagan knew how to do it. Ask him about it. Ask him about Guatemala. Ask him about El Salvador. You can't. He's dead, but he stopped it there. It's here. It's in the streets. We can't even hold the Olympics without the military. Think about that. And I didn't even get to this today. We will do it tomorrow. Karen Bass, y'all. So you got the Chinese paying for the Democrat street thugs. Karen Bass, the mayor of LA, it turns out, took over $1 million from China. Between her and her two organizations, two Chinese agents. We gonna start putting these people in prison? Or are all Democrats going to come pre-owned by China with all the violence that involves? We'll get into that tomorrow. It's all connected. It's why we need the military and the National Guard just to hold the Olympics in blue post-American territory. Mike Gallagher's up next. Stick around.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.